It's called the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP, and it is big. This proposed trade deal among the U.S., Canada, and nations in the Asia-Pacific region could cover 40% of America's imports and exports. It is a source of controversy in D.C. and throughout the business community, particularly with U.S. automakers. So just where does Michigan's congressional delegation stand on this issue? Todd Spangler covers Capitol Hill for the Detroit Free Press. Always good to have you with us, Todd.
Glad to be here.
Before we see where our representatives are lining up on this, give us a sense of just what this giant free trade deal would do.
Well, it would set up trade rules for a bunch of different countries, 12 countries, including the U.S., around the Pacific Rim. Canada and Mexico are in there, as well as Chile, Vietnam, Singapore, several others. Japan is a key one for the U.S. automakers.
And the big country not mentioned in all of this?
China. A big country that but still would sort of play a role in this is China, because there's a strong feeling that however these rules get set up will set up a sort of model or template for how the U.S. will deal with China in the years to come as well.
Okay, so trade officials have been negotiating for, what, nearly 10 years now, but details are pretty much still under wraps, and that's because?
Largely because they don't want what they're negotiating with one side to be leaked to the other, and it's still in somewhat a sensitive posture. I don't think that's terribly unusual. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, considering the fight on Capitol Hill over TPP and the Trade Promotion Authority bill that will allow for a vote on it, there is some consternation on the lack of transparency that the administration is providing.
So give us a sense, who has final approval on the TPP? Is it the president or is it Congress?
What the president wants is basically to have final approval on it himself. What they're trying to set up is a promotional authority which will give the president, the administration, ability to negotiate pretty much on their own. Once an agreement is reached, Congress, under this bill that's being considered, would have a certain amount of time to take comment and vote on it. If 60 members of the Senate under this most recent proposal, if 60 members disagreed with what was in there, they could potentially reopen it, but that's a pretty high bar. What they're considering would give the president a whole lot of authority.
So who's in favor and who's against?
Well, the way this has played out so far is that a lot of Democrats, particularly from manufacturing states like Michigan, are against giving the president this sort of authority to basically set up the rules himself. The feeling is that like NAFTA, this could end up, or at least the perception of NAFTA, this could end up moving jobs overseas that people don't want to see go. It wouldn't help, you know, wage stagnation. On the other hand, you have the business community that's very much, you know, in favor of doing something like this. In the middle, you have Republicans who perhaps are in favor of increased trade and helping business, but may not be willing to give President Obama more authority than he already has.
All right. So there's kind of several issues here. One is this fast track for the president of this Trade Promotion Authority. So that would be an up or down vote on the treaty. So there wouldn't be quarreling over line items, sending things back to renegotiation. So handing more power to the president.
Correct. And that's why you have sort of some strange bedfellows here, because you have Democrats, like Democrats in Michigan, like Congressman Sandy Levin, who's perhaps knows more about trade than any other Democrat in Congress, and, you know, who are opposed to his party's, you know, president on something like this. Meanwhile, you have Republicans who are pro-business, who are in favor of what the president is trying to get.
And then at the same time, talking about what might be in the TPP, there was a recent letter you reported on that came from Michigan's five newest representatives. Tell us about that.
That letter was asking the Treasury Secretary, Jacob Lew, to make sure that the idea of currency manipulation, particularly with Japan and some other Asian countries, is addressed as part of or prior to there being any Trans-Pacific Partnership. The large measure there is that automakers have long been concerned that Japan, as well as some other countries, engage in currency manipulation that ends up making it difficult to sell cars in Japan while Japan has an easy time selling cars here in the U.S. Basically, it's another argument. They want to get trade barriers reduced as much as they can in Japan before any kind of TPP gets passed.
And who was in on this letter?
This was the five freshman members of Michigan's congressional delegation, Debbie Dingell from Dearborn and Brenda Lawrence Southfield, the two Democrats. And then you have the Republicans, John Molinar from Midland, Dave Trott from Birmingham, and Mike Bishop from Rochester. You know, what they were saying is that the currency manipulation issue should be addressed. I should caution, though, that, you know, they're not all against the Trade Promotion Authority or the TPP necessarily. And the Republicans on that list are still kind of undecided, whereas, you know, Ms. Dingell and Brenda Lawrence, I believe, are more firmly against it.
But didn't you report that Jacob Lew, Secretary Lew, has said that he felt the idea of using enforcement provisions for, regarding currency manipulation would derail the conclusion of the trade deal?
That's right. So the likelihood of currency manipulation actually being addressed as part of this Trade Promotional Authority or the TPP is highly unlikely because, frankly, the administration knows that they're going to dive into that. It's going to really gum up negotiation with Japan as well as some other members of this negotiation, and it's just very unlikely to happen.
What do we watch for going forward? What kind of timetable is going on?
Well, I think that right now the Republicans who are in favor of this, as well as the administration, are trying to line up those votes to get this Trade Promotional Authority passed, which paves the way for the TPP. In the Senate, that looks like it's a foregone conclusion. You'll see, you know, manufacturing state Democrats who come out against it. Debbie Stabenow, Gary Peters from Michigan almost certainly will be against it. In the House, it's somewhat uncertain. I think that takes a few more weeks or you know, maybe a month. But, you know, after that, really sort of keep an eye on what's happening with the Republicans in the House who are really not very happy about giving additional authority to President Obama.
Detroit Free Press Capitol Hill reporter Todd Spangler, thanks for breaking it down for us, Todd.
Thank you.